Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Half a Sixpence, another production that continues the Chichester Festival Theatre's remarkable record of transferring shows to the West End, and along with the excellent School of Rock, marks the second opening in a week for Julian Fellowes, although I'm sure the writer of Downton Abbey is on more familiar ground here with the story about class and wealth divisions. When the show first opened in 1963, it was very much a vehicle for Tommy Steele, and I'm pretty sure this considerably revamped revival would do wonders for the career of Charlie Stemp, who gives a thoroughly engaging turn as Arthur Kipps, the poor shop assistant who inherits a fortune. Producer Cameron McIntosh has enlisted writers George Stiles and Anthony Drew to work on David Henniker's original score, introducing a number of new songs as part of that process, and Fellowes to adapt the script. Arthur's newly acquired wealth thrusts him into upper-class society and a world of tea parties and musical soirees. But Arthur is a simple soul, and fish out of water hardly covers it when it comes to him trying to fit into this new environment. And to make matters worse, Arthur is now torn between two women, the beautiful and refined Helen Walsingham and his childhood sweetheart Anne. It's a simple story but beautifully played. There are delightful turns by Emma Williams and Devon Elise Johnson as the two girls who steal Arthur's heart, and nice comic turns from Vivian Parry as a possible future mother-in-law, and Ian Bartholomew as the man who points Arthur in the direction of his newfound wealth. Stiles and Drew have worked wonders on the score. The new songs blend seamlessly with Henniker's original work, and they've arguably created a new 11 o'clock number for the show. Whereas before the memorable song was Flashbang Wallop, now the rousing ensemble number Pick Out a Simple Tune really raises the roof. Indeed, choreographer Andrew Wright's staging of all the big ensemble numbers is really quite superb, receiving well-deserved and sustained ovations on the night I went. There's no prizes for guessing how the story pans out, and that doesn't matter a jot, because it's all carried off by a superb cast with an exuberance and charm that is simply irresistible. Half a Sixpence is currently at the Noel Coward Theatre. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.